Top forward Dadaist lobbyist blames Democrats for migration defeat. By Neil Munro on December 11, 2024. Voters backed Donald Trump because top Democrats mismanaged the border during President Joe Biden's presidency, says the top lobbyist at Forward Dadaist, the leading investor-created lobby for more migration. The Democratic Party leadership has been absent on immigration reform since President Biden took office. Andrea Flores, the vice president of immigration policy and campaigns at Forward Dadaist, told the Define American interview show. You saw, really in this last year, in the absence of real leadership from Democratic leadership on the future of immigration reform, a huge shift to the right by voters, she complained on December 6. When people saw problems at the border, problems in cities, they were going to go to the party that was providing solutions, she said, adding. This election was about rebuking the fact that Biden governed on this issue very poorly, and people did not like what they saw, and they were not hearing a coherent policy or messaging answer on what was coming next. The irony is that the Flores employers, the consumer economy investors at Forward Dadaist, largely dictated the administration's mostly open border policy. The border policy was set and overseen by a Forward Dadaist ally, Homeland Security Chief Alejandro Mayorkas. The Cuban-born, pro-migration progressive came to power in President Barack Obama's 2009 Homeland Security Agency and was quickly pushed into the top job in Biden's 2021 administration. Moreover, the Forward Dadaist investors have pocketed most of their stock market gains from Mayorkas' inflow of roughly 9 million additional workers, consumers, and renters. Those gains also came from lower wages and higher real estate payments for a huge share of the U.S. electorate, and constricted career opportunities for a large number of U.S. college graduates. Even if President Donald Trump manages to deport all of the migrants, their arrival has already steered many billions of dollars to Forward Dadaist West Coast consumer economy investors. Mark Zuckerberg and a founding core of West Coast consumer economy investors created Forward Dadaist in 2013 to support the Gang of Eight migration expansion bill. After Trump's election in 2016, they largely stymied Trump's reforms, including his last-minute effort to rationalize the H-1B white-collar migration program. Flores' complaints about Biden's administration add to the growing evidence that Biden allowed his administration to zigzag between voters and investors, satisfying neither. Biden adopted the zigzag policy in the spring of 2021 when Vice President Kamala Harris declined to rein in Mayorkas' determined efforts despite blue-collar migration over the southern border. The same zigzag picture was offered by a December 5 report in the New Yorker magazine. It's becoming evident that White House staffers believe immigration was one of the main factors in the electoral defeat, a senior congressional staffer told the magazine. They don't want to take actions, after the election, that would double down on what they believe is a failed political strategy, the staffer added. A reporter at The Atlantic magazine is pushing an alternative explanation that the Democratic leaders lost the 2024 election because they were misled by pollsters who claimed Latino Americans supported mass migration into their jobs, neighborhoods, and schools. However, the article carefully did not mention that Forward Dadaist heavily promoted the flawed polls by LD Insights. Moreover, the Atlantic article conveniently ignored the many other polls, going back to 2014, showing that Latino Americans rationally do not want their communities and workplaces destabilized by mass migration. Flores exemplifies the investor versus progressive versus ethnic politics split in the Democratic Party that helped Trump return to the White House. She works for the West Coast investors at Forward Dadaist whose primary goal is the importation of more revenue-generating, stock-spiking migrants. But she sees herself as an ethnic champion for the millions of pre-Biden illegals already living in the United States. I'm an American citizen and the daughter of an undocumented immigrant, a granddaughter of the undocumented immigrant, and I feel like it is part of my job as an American to fight for the resident illegal immigrants. I said this throughout the Biden administration, that it was extremely concerning to me that we lost sight of the longtime undocumented. That is a population that has been the most harmed for so long, and yet is the most integrated in our community. She told the Define American host, who is a Filipino illegal migrant. The U.S. has the largest undocumented population in the entire world. That's a crazy fact that I don't think a lot of people realize. And the reason that population has grown is because lawmakers have done nothing in my lifetime to solve that problem, right? And I call it a problem, because we have people living and working, like yourself, who have been a part of this country and contribute immensely. And we've offered no legal way for you to benefit from the security of not being fearful about deportation. But as an employee of Forward.us, she also champions the inflow of extra migrants who enrich investors while also shrinking public, business, and legislators' support for the legalization of the resident illegals. She told the Define America host, "What does a secure border mean? To me, it means a functioning asylum system, and it means far fewer immigrants having to access our immigration system through a human smuggling network. So the key to that, though, is getting lawmakers to remember they get to create visas. They get to help industries, they get to respond to Republican governors who say, I want to sponsor an immigrant, I want to raise my hand and ask for this many visas for my state." Pro-migration supporters also need to ensure better messaging, he told a meeting of Forward.us allied progressives in mid-November. Biden's policy, she said, was a complete narrative disaster to the public. With Trump moving back into the White House, Flores said, "For me, the work of the next 4 years is to find every single community and talk about the economic and civic benefits of immigration reform."